Bev, I must hear all about your weekend because following you on Insta stories, as I do, I saw ocean, I saw caravans, I saw seals.
Yes, Foxy.
What did you get up to?
We shot a TV show with the family. It's called Mobile Living. So it's a Channel 7 show and it's going to be on early next year. So it's where you go to somewhere in Australia and you camp and you get a beautiful Jayco to... I had to tow this car. My God, do you know how hard it is?
Do you need a license for that?
I'm not sure. but we went down to the great Mercedes-Benz Brighton, so we did a shoot down there.
Oh,
so you would have seen
lovely.
That. So I had to get a car that actually tows over 300 ton or whatever it is.
Jeepers.
And anyway, so I was mate. I was so nervous. I got a little bit of a sort of an ABC lesson, when I was back to school with this guy called Max, who was an expert at driving caravans.
Oh, really?
So I had to drive in my street, and I didn't think I was going to fit the caravan in between the cars. Oh my God, I've never been so bloody nervous. It's quite tough because you've got to go right around. If you're turning left, you've got to really do a big arc. And at the start, I just turned like a normal car, and the caravan sort of hit. But it's okay. The caravan's fine.
Okay.
So anyway, I went down the peninsula and we just went around the peninsula. We stayed at the Dramata Caravan Park. So
did you go to the IGA?
Yes, we did. Oh my God. I pumped up. I said to all the crew, have you been to the Dramata IGA? And a couple of people said, yes, it's the best IGA ever. Oh, it's unbelievable. So we're just staying down the road from there. On Friday, we did a little bit of stuff on Friday, which was great. But on Saturday, we went down to Arthur's Seat, which is an amazing
I saw
view.
You on the chair. Yeah, I've never done that.
Yeah, little gondolas that you sit in there and you go down. And the view of, you could have been somewhere like Paris,
Italy?
Or Saint-Tropez or Italy.
Yeah.
It is stunning. So that was good fun. Had a nice lunch there. We went to a place called the Enchanted Adventure Garden. You should take Trixie there. So you go tree surfing. You go zip lining across the whole lake, across the whole park. It was fun. Lenny nearly broke her ankle, so that was fun.
She always hurts herself.
Yeah, she was very clumsy. Yeah. So that was really good fun. We did that. And then we went to a wildlife park in Pearsdale where they've got all the kangaroos, koalas. We got snakes put on us. And
I saw Alex with the koala.
Yeah. It was really cute.
These are things. I mean, I would go to the peninsula once a month. I've never known these places. That's amazing.
That's why we're doing a show about it. Boxing.
Beautiful.
I also go down there and I never thought of any of these places. I'd never been, but it was actually really amazing to get away with the kids. No, I took the phones off them, so no technology.
So that
was interesting. And so we had my brother come over with his kids for a barbecue. When you camp, you play games.
Lovely.
It was just a really lovely weekend.
Wonderful.
Staying down there was really good fun.
I know you learnt a lot about seals.
Yes, went out in the ocean.
Yeah.
And they told us a little bit about Sorrento and Portsea. It's got beautiful. They've got the $1 million mile with all the houses, and they talked about how they've got the little they've got like little caves, and that's where people used to sleep. They're main man-made.
Who's sleeping
little
in
caves.
The cave?
Who's in there?
Back in the years and hundreds of years.
You
ago.
You mean dinosaur times?
Yeah, 30 years ago. 30,000 years ago.
30 years ago, someone was sleeping in a cave.
There was 150 different little caves they've made. And there's only two left. And they're both.
How do they know they slept in the caves? Do they find photographic evidence?
Google Maps. Google Earth,
Google
Earth.
That's a real trip. I really feel like we went on the trip with you.
It was a really nice trip, so you'll see
it's
that.
Very educational.
Yeah, it was really quite earnest.
Mate, it's an amazing place down the peninsula. And just sleeping in a caravan. Jeez, that was interesting.
That would be lovely. Quarter past seven.
There,
okay. Just go and stay at a 5-star hotel.
Sorry, what?
Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
Tradies to the home of karaoke, tradioki.
Cocktail majotta.
Fifi Fairin Baron wants to take you to Japan as tradioki.
Well, who would have believed it, Fee, for a little segment where tradies of Melbourne call up and sing on a Tuesday morning. It just goes next level and next level and next level.
It does. It was just a bit of fun. And then we had the world famous rooftop where we got all our tradies up there singing and performing. Then it went to R&B Fridays Live. We're at Marvel Stadium. Kai, the pest controller from Templestowe Lower, performed on the same stage as 50 Cent and Fatboy. I keep calling Fat Boy Slim.
I mean, Fat Boy Slim was probably around as well.
Fat Man Scoop. And you know what we've said about this, and if you are a tradie or you know a tradie, do head to fox.com.au to register. And remembering, if you don't have to, don't think of it like The Voice or the X Factor auditions. You don't need to have a great singing voice. No. You just need to be a performer. But commit to the performance. When I say be a performer, not even a good one. Just give it everything. We want you to come to Japan with us, to Tokyo. Now we've got, can we hear, Byron, just before we go on, let's hear Josh the Chippy who won the world famous rooftop performance.
He was so hot that night, wasn't he? Let's check it out.
Oh, baby, I reconsider my foolish notion. When I need someone to hold me, but I'm waiting for something more. Gotta have a faith.
He was great.
There's a lot of screams in the background, wasn't there, Boxy?
Fev, what we realised that night at Tradioki on the world famous rooftop was something that we all know, girls around Melbourne, that tradies are hot. You often get really hot tradies.
Sure.
And Josh was off the charts hot. Yeah. He's a recording artist in the making. Mm. So then we thought, you know what we need in Tokyo for Tradioki? We need groupies to come with us.
So now it doesn't matter.
You don't even have to be a tradie. If you want to come along to Tokyo as a groupie, head to the win page as well, fox.com.au. We're taking groupies and tradies.
Wow, this is a disaster. This is going to blow up at fox.com.au now that you've thrown in that little curveball.
Yeah.
Just a couple of groupies.
Yep.
fox.com.au. Go there now. So now it's about more than tradies, so much more. Fox.com.au.
How excited do all the tradies just get?
101.9 The Fox.
Now, the world is still talking about Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old student who made waves at the Climate Change Summit and knocked Donald Trump's nose out of joint. And she got knocked back, though, for the Nobel Prize on the weekend. She missed
she got
out
snubbed.
On that. She was snubbed, Fev, but she hasn't been snubbed.
Do you reckon Trump was behind that?
I don't reckon they let him near the Nobel Prize. I don't think he knows what it is. But she didn't get snubbed by a huge 90s DJ, Fatboy Slim. Of course, his iconic track Right Here, Right Now, he's done something clever, and I love this. He has incorporated Greta into his classic hit. Can we hear it, please, Byron?
We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now is where we draw the line. Waking up, and change is coming, whether you like it or not. Right here, right now, right here, right now, right here, right now.
Yay! Yes!
That's amazing.
The drop!
How good is that?
Wow.
And we thought, you know, we've had a lot of fun at Greta's expense. I think everyone has. And we also celebrate what she's trying to do. The poor thing, she's only 16. She's really been put out there. But she will become resilient and she will be a world leader because of this. Mm. And we thought on the back of her success, we would launch our very own segment in her honour. It is a segment we like to call...
How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is because the truth is in life, Feb, you're constantly, I reckon once a day in your comings and goings in your world, you would think, how dare you? For instance, on the weekend, Trixie had ballet and jazz ballet on Saturday morning. I had to get her out the door. It's quite hard to get your 6-year-old up and about on a weekend because they get up for school's hard enough. So I got her up. I'm racing around. Daisy needed a feed, but I'm like, I'm running late. Anyway, I've put the girls in the car, which can be challenging enough in a rush.
Yep.
And then I've gone to back out my driveway.
Uh-oh.
And someone has just decided to double park across my driveway. I can't get out. And I'm sort of honking my horn. I'm looking out the window going, where is it? Somebody's double parked and run into another house, but thought they could block my driveway. And I would like to say to that person,
how dare you?
This felt good. This is going to work well. Get it off your chest.
You feel better now?
Yeah. 131060. Yeah. It's really just a way to vent, and then we play the nice little grab there from our friend Greta.
Okay. Just reverse your car into it.
Hang on, Fev.
How dare you?
Don't speak like that.
No.
Don't take matters into your own hands like that. The song's called Dare by the Gorillaz. That's how it ties in. 131060. Call us right now. You're not satisfied with that musical?
Don't like it.
I went to McDonald's. Here we go. I went to McDonald's on Saturday morning.
Okay, no, I'm going to keep it going.
and I was really hungry. And I ordered an egg and bacon McMuffin, waited 7.5 minutes in the waiting bay. And then, as I got excited, I opened up my burger. The wrap smelled amazing. I've opened it up. I went to take a bite. No bacon.
No.
McDonald's.
How dare you?
Yeah, probably future. Let's not use brand names and companies.
They did it.
Okay. 13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls right after this.
Get your service right.
On the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Brand new segment here. 13, 10, 60.
How dare you?
Okay, so this is a great weight event, isn't it? How dare you?
It is. That's essentially, it's venting. Someone's done something to annoy you. Maybe you don't have the courage to tell them in person. Tell them through us. Mm. Just get the. You just have to say to them in the way Greta would. She would say,
"How dare you?"
Yes. Now we've got Chelsea on the line. Hi, Chels.
Hello,
Chels. Who would you like to vent your frustration at?
To my neighbours who are doing renovations at 7 o'clock in the morning on my only day off.
Oh,
no.
Ouch. is this some sort of...
How dare you?
Is there some sort of rule around that? Like, I think
absolutely. Yeah. I think it's seven. I think they're allowed to start at seven.
Within
seven.
The rules, but still they are annoying.
I've got another vent.
Okay.
Boxer, you'll agree with me here. So when you go to a supermarket or a shopping centre like Southland, so I went to Southland the other day. We've got babies, we've got prams, we've got car seats. So there's certain car parks that allow mothers and fathers to park in those parks with a pram because you've got children and the bays are a bit bigger so you can open up your door. Did you know that? The bays are a bit bigger than the normal car space?
Yeah, and they're closer to the door.
And they're closer to the door.
Yeah.
If you don't have a pram and you don't have a baby seat, don't park in there.
To those people we say...
How dare you?
13,
you know,
10, 10.
It's funny, I agree with you. My mum is one of those people. And do you know why she does it? She does it and she does it flagrantly, Fev. What? She does it because back when she had a baby, no one put those car spaces.
Oh, hang on.
Hey, Pearl.
How dare you?
13, 10, 60. The phones are going off now. Now everyone really has their head around this. 13,
Mum's
10,
like,
60.
I used to have to walk. Why can't these ladies walk?
Fev and Byron for breakfast.
101.9. The Fox.
Right now...
How dare you?
That's right. Our segment in honour of the great words from Greta Thunberg. How dare you? She directed that at all the world leaders regarding climate change. We're just directing them at anyone that's annoying you right now. Now, 13 10 60, we've said if there's somebody or that you'd like to vent your frustration to, give us a call.
Yeah, Amanda's, Amanda's exactly what Fev said a minute ago? I don't know. I'm just looking at what she's about to say. Is that exactly
what is she about to say?
It's about the pram. Parking.
I can't see it.
We'll let her vent.
We'll let her vent.
Let's have a listen.
It's important.
It'd be interesting if it is the same. Amanda from Narre Warren. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
Oh, Amanda, this is your chance to vent to somebody that's...
Oh, Fifi, it's so frustrating. I'm a mum with a 11-month-old and it frustrates me when I'm trying to find a parking and people without prams or baby seats park in pram sections and I'm going around and around. So I would just like to say...
How dare you?
Oh, great. Well done,
I'm
Amanda.
With you, Amanda. I think I've never heard that before, sort of frustration.
I mean, Fev.
It's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. It was similar to what Fev said. But look, it's obviously a very popular grievance that people have. So to everyone, we say...
How dare you?
Yes. Now, Debbie, is it Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, Deb, how are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
Deb, who would you like to say how dare you to?
Okay, so I just went to the servo to fill up with some fuel and I was the only car actually getting petrol and I walked in to pay and as I walked through the door and came towards the counter, the guy went and cleaned the coffee machine because there was a lot of tradies making coffee, so I waited 10 minutes to pay for my fuel and I was fuming, so I'd like to say to him,
how dare you?
Yes.
Well said. They're constantly
beautifully
fixing
said.
Those coffee machines, aren't they? Do you ever go into a convenience store when they're not fixing that damn coffee machine?
Is there a dollar?
They go through a few.
How dare you?
Thank you.
And finally, Thomas, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, good, Thomas. Now, you sound quite chilled, but clearly something's got your goat.
Oh, yeah, it's probably more scary when I'm a bit more relaxed.
Okay,
I'd
dear.
I'd like to shout out to the snake that's my old best friend that's trying to get in with my recent ex that I have a baby with.
How dare you?
Oh, yeah, fairly, no, that's really personal.
Really intense.
I almost feel like it deserves more than Greta's words.
Name and shame,
well,
Thomas.
Well, no, let's not use names. I mean, this has already gone a fair way.
No, Thomas, I'm sorry to hear that. That's not fun.
I don't know what segment we would call that, but it is.
Are you still in love with her, Thomas?
No, it's just the fact that we have a kid together and me and this guy have been best friends for about 12 years.
Yeah, no, stay away, mate. Jeez. That's actually quite serious.
How dare you?
101.9 The Fox.
Speaking of someone else who does a great job, is our wonderful music director, Kiri. I mean, even that song then gets you up and about. Kiri is such an incredible music director. We love the music she puts on the show, and we nearly lost her last week.
What?
What do you mean?
Okay, that was a bit drastic. No, well, our boss, Amanda, had a big night. No, I obviously do feeds during the night, so I'm awake in the night.
Trixie's got and a dummy in her mouth.
I sent a message to our group WhatsApp, and Amanda got straight back to me at like 1 a.m. And I'm like, what are you doing? She was at the hospital with Kiri in the emergency ward. Kiri's gone there with stomach complaints and really, you know, could have been a burst appendix, could have been anything, rushed into emergency. They spent, I think it was 4 hours in emergency waiting to get diagnosed, and it ended up being a bit of wind.
Well, she needed to do a poo.
Okay.
Well, it was too much salami. She'd eaten too much salami and ended up in emergency. But
it's not an emergency, is it, really?
I know. But the thing is, when you think you're having an emergency, it's not always an emergency. And I thought we could celebrate these stories, 13, 10, 60, when you've had an overreaction and ended up in emergency.
Right.
Because a few years ago, I was on a photo shoot at the time, and I was changing my clothes, putting my clothes on and off, doing different looks. And every time I took my clothes off, I was looking at my skin was getting redder and redder across the day.
Nerve-wracking.
And by the end of the day, my skin was sort of peeling off me. It was disgusting. It was freaky. What? It was blistering and peeling off me. And so I've been rushed to emergency. I'm in the emergency ward, and the friend I was with is doing the whole, no, you've got to see her. Her skin's falling off. She might have, it's like a tropical disease where your skin comes off, or a flesh-eating bug. Anyway, I've gone in to emergency. I'm sitting there. There's all these specialists hovering around me, coming down. And then they diagnosed me with a reaction to spray tan. So it didn't warrant the drastic emergency that was going on around me.
Yeah.
But this could be a bit of fun. 13, 10, 60. When have you had an overreaction and ended up in emergency?
It is, in a sense, an underwhelming emergency, isn't it,
it's
really?
It's very underwhelming.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
1019. The Fox.
We're talking about underwhelming or overreactions in the emergency ward because our wonderful friend and music director, Kiri, ended up in emergency, and she was told by the very under the pump doctors in the emergency ward that she'd eaten too much salami and it was a bit of wind.
Right.
Whereas she probably thought her appendix was about to explode. And I had a severe reaction to spray tan, but I thought my skin was falling off and it was a flesh-eating bug. So you often get a good reality check when you're in emergency by very frustrated doctors who've got better things to do.
Fascinating place, emergency wards.
Oh, wouldn't it? Oh. Do they do a TV show? I'm sure they probably do. Yep. Of course they do.
Actually, Fev, have you had an underwhelming emergency yourself,
Yeah,
Brendan?
I did. I got a bit drunk on a Saturday. And then anyway, I went to the emergency on the Sunday because my balls were sore.
Okay.
Well, I didn't want to say it, but Brian brought it up.
But continue.
The doctor had a little look and
feel,
because I'd just done the full Monty, so I was really worried about prostate cancer,
of course.
It was going through my mind because that's what happens if you things get a bit sore. Anyway,
is that right?
He said, "What did you do yesterday?" Because they were a bit. I said, "Oh, I think I might have sat on them accidentally, like I squashed them." Wow. And that was what happened. And then
sorry, I asked.
And they got bruised.
Yeah, they were just a bit tender.
How did you sit on them?
Well, I was drunk and I just sort of rolled over and I just squashed accidentally.
Are you wearing the right support underwear?
No, I didn't have any on. Okay. That was the problem. It was night time.
Wow.
I just had tracky pants on.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was a waste of time.
It's a lesson for young players. Yeah. Yeah, take a note there.
Now we've got Tom in Moorabbin. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how you going?
good, Tom. Did you have an underwhelming emergency experience?
It was kind of embarrassing. I was experiencing these chest pains at work, and I thought they were really serious. And my heart was going up, and my head was sort of going a bit lightheaded because you obviously just fear the worst when you're in that situation.
Yeah.
And I was with my partner sitting at home, and we just finished a it was like a chicken cacciatore, but I made it really spicy.
Right.
Just what I do. And I started feeling these pains again. My partner actually rushed me down to the hospital, and we were waiting there in emergency, and we got straight through because I had chest pains, and they whipped out the ECG machine and everything, and I was starting to fret because, you know, your heart
problems
run the family. And it turns out it was indigestion.
Yeah, it's underwhelming. Well done, Tom.
Oh, just a couple of quickies, mate.
Indigestion. Oh, do you know what the sad thing is? Because no one wants to be sick, but there's part of you when that happens that goes, are you sure? Can you check again? Like,
yeah,
because you feel like
time.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Now we've got Igor in Cranbourne. Hi, Igor.
Hello, my lovely people. How are you?
Very good. Great, Igor.
Good,
I've missed you and your wonderful accent.
Oh, thank you. I missed you too, Fifi.
Oh, Igor, tell us a story. When were you in emergency and you shouldn't have been?
So, yeah, I woke up one morning and my whole body is covered with red rash, like red dots. Like, I freaked out. I ran to the emergency.
Mm-hmm.
They checked me out. They're like, yeah, it's a permanent marker.
Put a Sharpie on there.
I said, are you sure? Right. Are you sure it's a permanent marker? He says, yeah, whoever's done it to you, use the same permit marker to draw the smiley face on your butt cheek.
Okay, there we go. That's a fun one.
Igor.
Thank you, Igor.
That's brilliant.
20 past 8.
That's good.
Can we save that butt cheek?
Yeah.
Sure, that'll be a drop in the future. The
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, how good is this? We couldn't do any of this without Sheen Panel Service.
Yeah.
The amount of expense that has gone into this is absolutely ridiculous. So thanks for your support. Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969. They're tradies themselves, so they get it, Fief.
They do. And you know what I love about this now? Yes, it's for tradies to get them performing at karaoke bars in Tokyo. But now we've opened it to anyone else who wants to come and be a groupie.
Which is amazing, Boxy. And because I had a big weekend traveling around the peninsula, I've appointed myself the travel guide of Tokyo, so I've been on the website for things for us to do.
I love this.
And the
tradies
and the groupies. Well, there's a digital art museum which will be incredible. That'll be fun for the kids.
You had an interesting geisha experience.
Yeah, don't read that one out.
Well, there's a private geisha.
No.
$4,000 a person.
Yeah, probably going out, maybe a
bit of Disneyland. And also, there's a robot restaurant, which will be amazing. But there's something that I've found that I've always wanted to do. And, you know, we've both been on Neighbours. They have a Neighbours tour guide bus, right? In Tokyo, they have a 70-minute...
Neighbours has never been to Tokyo.
No, but they have the same sort of thing, but it's a 70-minute...
Oh,
70
you mean a tour
open...
guide
yes.
bus?
Yeah, right. Yes.
Sightseeing
it's not
tour
celebrating
bus.
The popular drama Neighbours.
No, they'd have Neighbours there, so they'll say, all we have to do is drop... Oh, we've got two big stars from Neighbours that are in town, and we might be getting all this stuff for free.
So it's an open-top bus tour. Great.
Yeah, do you want to go on that?
Yeah, I love it. Every time I go to a different city, I go on those open-top bus tours.
Oh, God, I've never been on one. I can't
They're
wait.
They're fabulous.
Maybe
Although
Jackie...
often the little headphones don't work. And anyway,
really? Oh. You think they'd work in Japan? Okay.
Let's audition some tradies.
Get bogged out of detail.
If you want to come to Tokyo for Tradiokyo, now we've got Jackie, a mechanic from Ringwood. Hi, Jackie.
Oh, hang on, I'll just put her phone level up. Here we go. Bang.
Are you there, Jackie?
Yeah.
Jackie, you could be coming to Tokyo with us. We're very excited about this. What song would you like to perform for us?
Lean On Me.
Oh, great song.
Lean
oh,
On Me.
Great song.
When you're not strong.
Soulful.
Why am I auditioning? You guys nailed it.
Yeah, well, we'll get, you know, Jack, if you come, we'll get up on stage with you. We're going to have some fun.
No, just Jackie.
Hey, guys, I sang this song. Me and Mark Churchill, a mate from school, used to sing this at school.
It's very sentimental of you two.
Yeah, anyway.
Were you leaning on each other as you were singing?
Mate, because we're kings.
Okay, Jackie, this is your time to shine. True off story. You go.
Okay.
Lean on me, Seth, when you're not strong. And I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm haven't been somebody to lean on.
Beautiful, Jackie.
Slightly shaky love finish. No, great.
Soulful, soulful. Loved
a reference
it.
Only to Fev, not to Fee or anyone else.
That's okay.
That was a Fev
I tried
reference.
To put you guys in, but God, it was hard.
Yeah, no. Thank you.
It's beautiful.
You hit the right note there, Jack.
Now we've got little Big John from Kensington. Hi, little Big John.
How are you guys? There you go.
We're great. Now,
Little Big John,
you are a chef, and we really are expanding the trades for this too. Like
yes, we certainly are, in the sense that a chef is not really a trade at all. We certainly
but
are.
It is, could be a groupie.
Yeah, so Little Big John, would you like to come on our Tradiokio trip?
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, we'd love to have you there. Now,
all that wonderful food.
Yeah, it's a wonderful food.
Yes.
Food.
Oh, I can't wait for that. Now, Little Big John, what are you going to perform for us?
Well, I could do either flame freeze or sucker DJ.
Wow, that's a broad different options here for us. So we're going to go with Dimples D, sucker DJ. So that's one option. Or of course, Cold Chisel. I mean,
I'm torn.
He's versatile, isn't he?
I mean, they're two great songs, Little Big John. What you pick, my friend. You go for what you want.
I'll go for Sucker DJ.
Excellent.
Of course
okay.
You will.
Okay.
Okay, take it away.
I was at a jam the other night. I was feeling real good, so the feeling was right. I came to the party for a different kind of action. The next thing I know, I was doing a Michael Jackson. I was thrown off beat, and my feet got tired. And Sucker DJ just started being fired. He was stopping and sliding. He was trying bad moves. Sucker DJ didn't know what he was doing. So I called my friends the next day. To call a rap about Sucker DJ. To the mean DJ, you gotta do your best. You have your own kind of style. Not like the rest. I got called by the ball on the very next day. To call a rap about Sucker DJ.
Well done, Little Big John. You're after. He had a crack.
He's put his best foot forward.
He had a crack.
Lil Big John, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
What a performance.
So he's in the running. There we go. Lil Big John.
That's all we want, boxing, don't we?
To Tokyo.
Absolutely.
Just have a crack.
Should we hear?
Characters, performers. We love it. Just be committed to your song, like Lil Big John.
Just in case he doesn't get through, guys, should we hear a little bit of Chisel? Because it's not easy to get through an audition. I mean,
I could listen to Lil Big John all day.
I mean, just...
Sing it.
I mean, Feb wanted this one. I mean, why not?
Yeah, just give it to me, Little Big John. Bit of Cold Chisel.
Kids are driving sad in the afternoon. Just pass me by. I'm just savoring familiar sights. We shared some history, this town and I. And I can't stop that long forgotten feeling of her. Time to book a room and stay the night. Number one is to find some friends to say you're doing well. After all this time, you boys look just the same. Number two is the happy hour at the 102 hotel. And settle in the place you remember so.
Number three is never say her name.
Oh, the flame trees around me. We drive and there's nothing else that's my to this town. There's no
change, there's no place.
Everything within in its place
just makes it harder to believe that she won't be around.
Thank you, everyone. Let's take a break.
Tokyo's not going to know what hit it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Yes. Now, we were just talking about, we're all foodies in this team, aren't we? We love food. We're going to Tokyo very shortly, and we'll be enjoying the cuisine over there. Now, I love food. How's this? Apparently, according to the news today, Fev, millennials have decided that Italian food is their favourite food, their favourite restaurants to go to, because Italian food is the most Instagrammable.
Wow.
So they're more likely to go to an Italian restaurant because it looks good on social media, which is an incredible, like
amazing.
you used to go pick what you wanted to eat based on your taste buds, your hunger,
what you felt like,
your cravings.
They were the days.
Now people are going, choosing their food because what looks good on Instagram.
Correct.
I mean, I love Instagram, but you need to get a life.
I have an Instagrammer in my house, Mia. She loves the Instagram stuff and she's a bit of an influencer this day and age. And she always, she does. Like when I'm going back on her post, she often will have a bowl of pasta
and
photograph it.
I know. Did you know what? Mia uploaded a photo the other day and it got me craving it. She uploaded, because she loves, I'm just trying to think, it had the avocado on it. What? Not a toasty. What was she making? Tacos. She likes taco sauce.
She had tacos. Yeah.
Yes.
Daniel actually, for the first time in his history of life, cooked. He cooked the pasta.
Yeah.
And a ravioli and he put it on his Insta.
That looked good with the cheese on it.
With the cheese on top.
Well,
that's an Italian pasta. They Instagrammed it.
That did look good. Well, this is the thing. See, I'd like to know, that's what, according to millennials, Italian food's the most Instagrammable.
Right.
Because we live in an Instagram society now, should we all decide what is the most Instagrammable food and people can nominate what you believe looks good on Instagram or what do you always upload? 13 10 60. We even have, unbelievably, for such a ridiculously stupid question we're asking, we've created a jingle.
Pictures of food for the gram. What pictures are you taking? How many people liking the photos that you're taking? Italian or Japanese? Post a photo of your food right now for the gram. Indian or French cuisine? Post a photo.
Well played, Leon.
Well done.
I'll tell you one that doesn't. So this is about what does look good on Instagram.
Yeah.
I reckon, and it's a food that Fev is very into at the moment. I don't think the old school Chinese meals are being Instagrammed very much. But no hipster is going, look at my chow mein. Hashtag combination chow mein.
A nice Sunshine Bell would be good.
No, but can I say, Byron, I think that's wrong. I agree they're not doing that because I don't think it's on vogue at the moment. It's not popular.
Right.
But if you think about it, I'm eating so – I love Chinese at the moment. I've got a real lemon chicken thing happening. But the glaze – see, the MSG in the glaze actually makes it very photographable.
Very good point. I haven't thought of that. What filter should I put on my honey prawn? I just don't know that that's
– I'd put a Valencia.
A Valencia?
13, 10, 60.
Often take a photo of my prawn linguine. Mm. That's a part Italian cuisine.
Yeah, you do.
Because
amazing. You know, next time you do that, here's a little tip.
I might go there
for you. Pop some of the drag the prawns to the top.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just see pasta noodles.
13 10 60 is the number.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
Italian or Japanese? Post a photo of your food right now for the gram. Indian or French cuisine? Post a photo of your food right now on the gram.
Yeah. Millennials have decided that Italian is the most Instagrammable food, but we thought maybe other people had other opinions or maybe tips on how to make your food more Instagrammable if that's your thing. Just eat my food usually. That's how I choose to do it.
I've finished my meal and Mia's still taking photos. But I think the key to a photo box is the height that you put your camera at.
Yeah, I've watched people, they do this thing where they hold it up above.
I just take it from eye level.
Right.
Yeah, it's not well.
You need to work on that.
I do.
It's an art form, isn't it? I mean, it really...
Just eat it.
Yes, eat it. Thank you.
Eat it.
There's a few of my girlfriends go to this restaurant. I think it's somewhere around Chapel Street way. And the restaurant is deliberately pink so that people that love Instagram can go in and take their photo in this pink restaurant.
Are you kidding?
I've fallen for that. I've seen that too.
That's literally just a whole restaurant that's Instagrammable.
It's just an Instagrammable restaurant. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that we're now starting restaurants based on whether or not they look good on Instagram?
Correct.
What's happened to us?
Well, you went there. You actually went there.
No, I haven't. I want to go there.
Right, okay.
Haven't been there yet, though.
It'd be tough when you go to that restaurant in the dark. You know, when you eat in the dark.
That wouldn't be very Instagrammable.
Oh, I've been to one of those.
Yeah. Not Instagrammable.
I went to one of those in London.
Need a real good flash.
Christine in Melton. Hi, Christine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Christine. What food do you think is particularly Instagrammable?
Well, my kids seem to think that those crazy shakes are Instagrammable.
Freak shakes.
There's this place in Richmond where they're over a foot high.
3, 2, 1.
Donuts, brownies, waffles, everything.
Is that, Christine, is that 3, 2, 1, that restaurant?
3, 1, 2, 1.
3, 1, 2, 1.
There
yes.
we go. That's the
I want to go there.
Yeah, well done. All right,
it's
so
awesome.
Oh, it's in the postcode. I've always wondered why the name of that restaurant was that.
You wondered why 3121 was in Richmond and was called that?
Yeah, very good. Eleanor from Bayswater. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, it's Alina.
Oh,
thank
sorry.
You, Alina. Sorry, it looks like Eleanor.
Love you guys, by the way.
Thanks, Alina. Alina, what are you posting on Instagram food-wise?
Anything to do with breakfast, so like a nice poached egg on a smashed avo or an eggs benny while it's running. And if you take it in a boomerang, it's even better because you capture all that gloss.
Yeah, I was about to say a boomerang.
Oh, wow.
You poke the yolk and you do a boomerang and it has it going in and out.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's egg porn. Yeah, that's a very popular.
Basically,
that's
well done. That's a good website.
It's very advanced.
Can I give a shout out?
Sure, boomerang. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout-out to my work at Finex and my boyfriend, Andre?
Shout-outs.
Oh, why not? Andre.
Thank you.
Alina, we don't do enough shout-outs. Anyone else who's listening here wants to do a shout-out?
Actually.
Always remember to do it.
Maybe a weekly benchmark, just shout-outs.
Shout-outs. Yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea. Yeah. Jamie in Plenty. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how you doing? My wife would say it's a barbecue. She has an Instagram hashtag come grill with me. She's got 120,000 followers.
Whoa! Wow. I'm going to look her up right now, Jamie. Yeah, come grill
come
with
grill
me.
Come grill with me. All right.
What
good
sort
stuff.
Of, what's her go-to?
We did ribs last night in the Traeger.
Ribs.
Delicious.
Do you, what sort
in
of
the
sauce
what?
Do you put on that?
Yeah, she's got special sauce.
Is your wife Irene?
She is.
Oh, look at her.
I just call her Sharpie.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, my God. Look at those ribs.
I'm looking at those ribs. Wow. Amazing. The ribs.
Oh, my God. Look at the octopus. It's
look
alive.
At you guys.
What's happened there?
There we go. They're on the gram as we speak. Come grill with me with 120,000 followers.
God, look at the scallops.
Mm. Oh, I mean, she wouldn't be attracting many vegans, I don't think. Irene.
Thank you.
That is so good.
Thanks for getting us around that one, Jamie.
We should get her to come and cook for us on the
Yeah.
World famous rooftop.
God,
great idea.
Beep, 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 and fire.